USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He certainly found Donald Trump as president to be unsuitable to hold the office.
A lawyer for President Trump's former lawyer who once said he'd take a bullet for Donald Trump on why his client is now willing to work with the special counsel in the Russia investigation.
He worried about the future of our country with somebody who was aligning himself with Mr. Putin.
Michael Cohen's lawyer Lanny Davis speaking on NBC's Today Show a day after Cohen pleads guilty to 8 counts of tax evasion, bank fraud, and campaign finance violations. A major milestone reached on Wall Street this morning, the longest-running bull market in modern financial history. It's been going now for 3,453 days. Country singer Gretchen Wilson facing charges for allegedly causing a disturbance on an air flight last night. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
President Trump at a rally in West Virginia, the heart of coal country, yesterday, and he was touting the administration's plan to help the declining coal industry by rolling back Obama-era pollution rules, giving states the authority to regulate existing coal-fired plants. Democrats point to an EPA report that claims any such thing could lead to thousands of premature deaths in America. The senior VP of West Virginia's Coal Association disputes that report.
We think coal-fired electricity today is it involves clean coal technologies, and you know what you find is basically every single airborne constituent has been eliminated.
Chris Hamilton spoke on Fox and Friends. An illegal immigrant facing first-degree murder charges for the death of missing Iowa college student Molly Tibbetts, whose body was found yesterday. Christian Rivera has been in the country for about 7 years. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, clarifies his truth remark on Fox News. USA's Robin Walensky has more.
It's like the tree falling in the forest. Did anybody hear it? I mean, how do we know what the truth is?
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, clarifying his truth remark, telling Martha McCallum on Fox News.
So you're talking about whether or not the president asked James Comey to go easy on Michael Flynn. James Comey says he did, and the president says he didn't.
That's right. And they will possibly charge him with perjury should he give that answer. That's why I'm saying in situations like this, to prosecutors, the truth is relative.
Giuliani's truth remark made during an interview with Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press, it catches the attention of people on the right and the left.
Oh, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
So will President Trump testify?
I'm not going to be rushed into having him testify so that he gets trapped into perjury. And when you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Joseph D'Angelo, the suspected Golden State killer accused of slaying 13 people in California over the course of a decade, will face trial in Sacramento. District attorneys from 6 California counties where he faces charges are consolidating the case against the 72-year-old. Most of the killer's victims were women who were home alone or with their children. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.